It's a quarter to eight. Round 12 of the NRL kicks off tonight. From 7 o'clock, you can hear all the action on 2HD with Mark Braybrook and Gary Belcher. Suncorp Stadium, it's the clash between the Brisbane Broncos and the Melbourne Storm. We caught up with Scotty Sattler yesterday, and, well, we both commented that Brisbane played pretty well last week.
Yeah, they did, didn't they? And everyone's going to be a little bit depleted this week. The list of charges from the judiciary is something I've never, ever seen before, but... But, yeah, I think the Melbourne Storm, they'll get Jerome Hughes back. I think they'll still be too good for the Brisbane Broncos. But, yeah, they showed a lot of courage last week and a fair bit of skill, the Bronx, last week. Tevita Pengai Jr. was the main destructor of that game. So let's see if he can back it up. But
well, and Matty Lodge may be moving to Newcastle very shortly.
Yeah, and I don't mind it. I know there's been a lot of Newcastle fans that are saying that from his previous trials and tribulations they wouldn't accept him. But... you know what, this is only my view, is if you can sit down and talk to Matt Lodge post returning to rugby league, you see a completely different man that has really worked on himself both personally and professionally to be the best person he can in the community. And since he's served his time in Attica, which is one of the harshest prisons in the world in America, he's found a new lease on life when it comes to his profile. And yeah, I think people need to give him a go.
Yeah, here. I'm a big believer in redemption.
Yeah, first game tomorrow night, Scott, the Cows taking on the Warriors. Do you see this one as a toss of the coin?
It is. It's probably one of the most difficult ones, Shannon, to be quite honest. I like what the Cowboys are doing. They're just slowly getting better. But this Warriors team, they keep upsetting everyone. And at the moment, I'm saying the Warriors, I should say. I like what the Cowboys are. They're falling asleep, the Cowboys, at certain periods of the game, where the Warriors, they're just so brave. At this moment, I'm saying the Warriors.
Okay, Warriors, the 8 o'clock game tomorrow night, Tigers and Dragons.
Yeah, another toss of the coin. it's so depressing to lose by 1 point, especially in Golden Point. And the scenes last week were harrowing, watching some of those players so emotional after the game. The Tigers could have won it on full time last week. So... you know what, I'm going to take the Tigers, and this is purely an emotional attachment, just because I love Michael Maguire, and I always feel that he gets the best out of his players at key times, and if they win on the weekend, they can stay amongst those teams who could possibly play final. So I'm going to say the West Tigers, because the Dragons, I think they've got three out from suspension.
The first game on the Super Saturday, your red-hot Penrith Panthers are taking on the Bulldogs, no doubt tipping the penny peas here.
I think it's the largest margin on all the betting agencies.
Yeah,
I think the Bulldogs are playing $19.
Wow.
And the Panthers are playing a flat $1. I mean, the Winks wasn't even $1. I think Winks was even $1.02. So it never got down to $1. So, yeah,
Better than Winks.
Yeah, Panthers will do it comfortably, I think.
Righto. The 5:30 game on Saturday. Rabbitohs looking for redemption after last week's performance. Take on the Eels.
Yeah, and they'll get it too, I think. Wayne Bennett doesn't have to say too much to show his disappointment in you as a player. He's wielded the axe a little bit. And... I like what Parramatta are doing, even though they were beaten last week on a highly emotionally charged day with the passing of Bob Fulton against Manly. But I like what Parramatta are doing, but I hate to play a South Sydney side that's been lapped by nearly 60. So I'm going to take South.
Roosters taking on the Raiders. Do you expect the Roosters to bounce back after the loss to the Broncos last week?
Yeah, there's not happy days down in Canberra at the moment, especially after the last 24 hours with George Williams, 48 hours with George Williams. I think the Roosters will win that.
The early game on Sunday, Sharks and Titans.
Yeah, another toss of the coin. I'm going to take the Titans. I know that the Sharks lose some, but they also get some back. Jesse Ramian's back. Sean Johnson has been named to play his 200th game, but I'm going to take the Titans.
And also the big one on Sunday, the Knights versus the Sea Eagles at McDonald Jones Stadium. And in the news this week, obviously Blake Green, one of our veteran players, announcing his immediate retirement from the game, Scott.
Yeah, I think it's the right decision, guys, to be honest. He's been a really good servant of the game. Smarter between the ears than most, you know, a really intelligent player. And you could see when he returned from that knee injury, at the age that he is, he was always going to struggle with the speed of the game. And he's admitted that. He said, I know where I want to get to, but my legs just can't get me there. That's when you know that it's time to hang them up. So well done to Blake Green. He's been a great servant of the game. But this Manly side, you know, they've all of a sudden shot into a top four premiership contender with Tommy Trbojevic back. I think that'll be too much for Newcastle. They're in a bit of a rabble at the moment, Newcastle. But I suppose you see a completely different play this, across the entire comp this week, guys, because it's the last weekend before Origin's picked on Sunday night. So you'll see a lot of really big individual performances.
And Jake Clifford picked, tipped to be here to play Parramatta the following weekend. A good get for the Knights, you reckon, Scott?
Yes and no. He's still very young in his career. He's got some real deficiencies in his game that Adam O'Brien and Mitch Pearce are going to really have to work on. But you're probably getting him at the right time. Build him into the player that you want him to be and harden him up for NRL. He's, as I said, he's still only really young and learning some important facets of the game. So I think the Knights get him at a really good age.
Yeah, well, I hope you're right. Always good to talk to you, mate. Good calling over the weekend.
Thanks, Scott.
Scotty Sattler.